You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline. Brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Happy New Year, a joyful New Year, and a blessed New Year to you. This is Landon coming at you live in the studio this morning for Lifeline Ministries. Listen to me. I'm going to give you some call letters real quick and stuff. I'm going to give you the phone number. And here's the main thing. I'm going to give you how to pull us up on the web during the week. But right now, you need to call somebody and say, listen, man, turn on WCNO right now. 89.9 FM. Turn it on. Turn it on. It's the beginning of the year. Let's begin with this word of God. Let's learn how to get the power of God on our tongue by his word and walk into 2016 in victory. I don't care what happened in 2015. Put it behind you. You know why? The year's behind you. What are you going to do? Go backwards? Oh, let's go backwards. That makes a lot of sense. Listen, forget about that stuff. Whatever happened in 2015, 14, 13, 12, put it behind you. It's time to move forward in the Lord. This is your year to advance in the kingdom of heaven, to learn of God, take on his spirit, his nature, his authority, and his likeness, and walk into this year a new creation in Christ with power. How's that sound? I'm tired. Listen, tired of people being broke. I'm tired of people being broke. I'm tired of people being fed up. I'm tired of all the troubles and the murmuring and the complaining and the mumbling and what am I going to do? Where am I going to live? And oh my gosh, my job. And hey, man, listen, wake up. That must sound like I'm hard on you, but I'm not. I'm trying to push you. I'm trying to probe you and prod you a little bit and get you to want to get this. I'm going to push you a little. I'm trying to prick you a little bit, just get you a little bit angered so you can use that anger and holy method. Get on board and get a hold of this and change your life. Father God, we come to you today in the name of Jesus. We sit here in this broadcast in the name of Jesus. We come with the power and authority of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Use these lips of mine to speak the truth today. Let your word come forth with accuracy and with boldness, unhindered and unchecked from any natural thought of myself or any outside source. We want to learn of you. We want to become Christ-like and spiritually minded. Give us a taste for the word on our tongue. Give us a hunger for you. Let us learn your word and your ways so we can be exactly like Jesus said, greater works than these shall ye do because I go to the Father. We are supposed to carry the work, Lord. Give us the desire to do so that we can make a difference in this world, that we can be overcomers, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, this program is called Lifeline. There are two phone numbers I'm going to give you. Get ready. This is a very serious program today. I'm going to roll through a lot of scripture. So here's what I need you to do. If you have your smartphone with you and you're somewhere you can't write stuff down, go ahead and get on that little microphone thing. So as I give you scripture, you can hit the mic and you can go, bam, John 1:1. You can go, whatever scripture I give you, you can put it in there really fast, okay? Get pen and paper if you have time, if you're sitting somewhere still. Get pen and paper because I'm gonna go through these scriptures quick and you're going to need to jot down what I say scripture-wise. You know, Numbers 11:21. That's the first one, by the way. Give you a hint there. Numbers 11:21. Then we're going to go to 2 Samuel 23:2. But I'm going to give you some scriptures. I'm going to give them to you fast. You're going to need to write them down because after I'm done, you're going to have to go back and revisit this for it to sink in. I'll be going too fast for you to comprehend the whole thing. Okay, I'm just going to tell you that now. Now, listen. I always give phone numbers. I tell you, call in. I do want you to call in. And if you feel you need to call right in the middle of the broadcast, go ahead. God bless you. Call. I'm going to ask you to wait till the end today. We're going to do it different today. I'm going to preach some fire. I'm going to give you some solid stuff to hold on to change your life forever. You will never be the same if you'll take heed according to this word today. Now, at the end, I'm going to say call. When I say call, I expect seven people to call this broadcast today. I expect seven people to call and say, I want Christ. I believe what God has said through your mouth today, Landon, and I want to change my world in 2016. I will not look back. No man putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of heaven. I'm going to move forward, and I'm going to be a new person with power, with boldness, and the authority of God through his word will be in me rich enough to come out my mouth and watch Jesus perform the work. You're going to be different if you'll listen to me. Now, when I say call at the end, I want you to start lighting this phone up. Okay? And when you do that, what we're going to do is if it gets too busy and too many calls, she'll take your name and number and I will call you right back. That we don't sit on hold forever. So work with me and I want you to call. I want people to be transformed today into the image and likeness of Jesus with power and authority in their tongue coming up within them because they're nourished and enriched with the word, which is the power of God unto salvation. What's that mean? Salvation means to be healed and delivered. That's what it means. Unto healing and deliverance for those who believe it. You need to believe. Right now, you need to all pray on your own right now. Say, Father God, empty me of whatever's in me, man. Please, I need to believe this word, Lord. Give me the unction. Give me the boldness to believe this word today. Listen, anywhere in the world right now, WCNO, WCNO.com. WCNO.com. This is a live broadcast. WCNO.com. Or you can click on demand. If you miss this right now and you want to go back and listen to it, if you're in your car and you go, man, he's moving so fast. WCNO.com. It's on demand anytime, 24 hours a day. You can get up 2 in the morning and can't sleep. You go in there, WCNO.com. Click on the actual site, okay? Get on there. There's a little calendar pops up, man. Pick that calendar. Pick Saturday morning, Lifeline, and listen to any of them. Listen to today or any back. But who cares about the back? You're going today. You're moving forward today with this message I'm giving you today. You can email us anytime, by the way, and we will help you at trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com for free counsel, free advice, free scriptures. trylifeline@gmail.com. I will give you an address at the end to sow your financial seed. It's a good time to start this new year and trust God with your finances. You're not trusting me. You're not trusting my dad with your finances. You're trusting God. You're gonna make your check out and make your money or whatever you're doing. You're gonna send your money and say, God, you know what? It's the beginning of the year. Here, I'm going to give you my tithe. I'm going to give you a portion of my income because I want to release my finances under your care, your guidance, and your authority. You want someone to protect your money? You want God doing it. Believe me, that's the one you want to release your money to. So release some financial seed to him so he can get involved with the cares of your life and increase your income or watch over your income so your money will stop flying away with foolish stuff. Doctors eat your money up. Drugs eat your money up. Alcohol eat your money up. Okay? Charging up credit cards, eat your money up. God will help you control your finances, but you have to release the trust, the care, and the concern of it to him. All right, come on, let's move. Numbers 11, 21. The book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 21. I want you to hear this. This is what I'm trying to prove to you today. I want you to hear that the word is everything. It is the final authority and power that governs this world. We have been duped into thinking that the world is such a concern and the other things are a concern. The devil's real slick and real busy, and he keeps us caught up in so many things in the world that we never stop long enough to realize there's a force that governs this universe, and we don't take advantage of it. We don't use it because we don't know him. Jesus is the governing authority over this world. He is the Word. When he came and was birthed from Mary, if you look in John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. What was God? The Word. The Word was God. John 1:14 then goes to say, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. What does that mean? Before he was made flesh, he was the Word. He was just the Word. All through the Old Testament, he was the Word. You'll see these Old Testament prophets. You'll see Isaiah, Ezekiel, Hezekiah. If you look at these guys, you'll always see them when they start to give some kind of exhortation about something. They will say, and the word of the Lord came to me, saying. They don't say, hey, God told me, God spoke to me. They say, no, the word of the Lord came to me. This is Jesus now. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, do this, do that, do this. You'll look at them every time they say, the word of the Lord came to me, saying. Now, when God put the seed in Mary, we all know the story. We just got done with Christmas. It should be fresh. When God put the seed in Mary, the virgin, to birth a son, out of her womb came a flesh man. That's when Jesus, the Word, became flesh. John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the only glory of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Okay? So when he came out of Mary's womb, the Word of the Lord actually became a physical human in your sight. So now you didn't have to wonder. You could see him, touch him, hear him. He walked around as the word of the Lord, given mandates and commandments over this universe. Same thing you're to do. And he told us to do this. He gave us the commandment. Now, if he is the word of the Lord, when you command things according to the word, you're commanding it's him. You're speaking him on the situation. He will look out for his word and perform it. Why? Because he is the word. Please catch that this morning. You're not just speaking a word. You are releasing Christ. He is the very word that comes out of your mouth. He only became flesh so you could try to get a grip on this thing. He is the word. Ready? Come on. Let's go. Numbers 11:21. We're going to look at Moses. Let me give you the quick scenario on this. Children of Israel, they've been in bondage. They've been in slavery to Egypt. They just got free. Now they got delivered. God has fed them. They ended up in the wilderness. We won't go into why and all that. That's a different teaching. I wish I could. Invite me to your church anytime. Invite me to your home anytime. I love to teach this word of God to you. So they got delivered. God has been feeding them. They were starving, man. Nothing to eat. Can't find nothing out there in the wilderness. God started feeding them with manna. Manna simply means the word, what is it? And I think God did that. This is just me now. This ain't scriptural. I'm going to give you my little take, which I usually don't do. But I think he did that because if he fed them with something that already existed, then they could try to say, well, the cattle just happened to roam through. Well, the deer just jumped out of the woods. God said, I'm going to feed you with something that don't even exist. So you know it's me. You know for sure that I am doing it. I'm going to give you something called manna. It doesn't even exist. It comes straight from heaven, and it'll be on the dew on the ground every morning for you to eat. So after doing all that now, you would think that'd be enough that they don't ever doubt God. Here we go. Moses said to the Lord, this is Numbers 11:21, and you need to go back and read this whole chapter, Numbers 11. Super good. Moses said to the Lord, hey, Lord, look, man, the people among whom I am are 600,000 people. He said, Lord, listen, man, you got 600,000 people out here before me. Hey, I didn't birth them. They're not my children. What's going on, man? I got to feed these folks. The people among me who I am are 600,000 footmen. And they have said, and you, Lord, you have promised us you'd feed us. He goes, I got 600,000 folks, and you said I will give them flesh that they may eat the whole month. He said, Lord, I don't get it. I don't get it. Remember, the Bible makes faith. Faith. Moses said, shall the flocks and the herds be slain for them? Are you going to slay all the cattle, all the sheep, all of that to feed them, all the lambs? Shall the flocks and the herds be slain just to feed these folks? Or Lord, are you going to gather all the fish out of the sea to be gathered together just to suffice them? How are you going to do this? In other words, he's saying to the Lord. The Lord said unto Moses, he said, Moses, is the Lord's hand short? Is the Lord's hand waxed short? Do you think I can't do it? Am I docked off? Am I cut down? Am I the low man on this totem pole? He said, listen, Moses, is the Lord's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not. What did he say is going to come to pass? His word. God honors his word every time. That's what he's about. So he says, look, I got to feed 600,000 folks. Lord, how are you going to do it? Lord said, listen, Moses, relax. Have faith in me. Is the Lord's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass or not. Listen to this about the word real quick. God says right here, Isaiah 55, verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. This is why you can't think your way through the kingdom of heaven. You have to get in the Bible. You have to open this book, study this book. It is the word of God pinned on paper for you. He brought him here as a flesh man first. Okay, well, actually, the word was there before that. We just said that. But Jesus came and the word was made flesh. So he gave it to you alive. You watch him operate. You watch what he did, and you're supposed to be just like that. Now, to make it easy on us, God had the Spirit move upon men to pin the book. Now you have a dummy sheet. You have a Bible. You can follow and do exactly what it says, and it'll work because it's his word. God looks out for his word to perform it. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. That's why you got to get in here, because you can't think it, and you're not that high. He is. Now he says, as the rain, listen to this. This is how God feels about his word. As the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not up here, but watereth the earth, and maketh it, the word makes things happen, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but my word shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. That's a command. That's a promise of God. Isaiah 45:11, the Lord says this. He says, ask me of things to come concerning my sons. People get stuck on that. Well, I'm a female. Listen, this is what the Bible says. The Bible says, those that are led by the Spirit of God, those that are encouraged, that listen to, that heed, that give their self diligently to, that hearken to the voice of the Lord their God. He said, those that are led, that means you are instructed by God himself. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. This is not a male-female gender thing. This is those who are led by the Spirit of God. The Bible says clearly, they are the sons of God. So now when I give you this text, listen to it close. Isaiah 45:11, he says, ask me of things to come concerning my sons. Why would you ask God anything about anything? Because you can hear his voice. You're going to ask him of things to come concerning those that are led by the Spirit of God. That's what he said the sons are. Because when you ask him of things to come, he's going to give you the answer. That's where you need to be getting your whole foundation from. Everything you do, every move you make, and every direction you go, and every decision in life needs to come from God. Then you won't get caught up in air. You won't be messed up to the right or the left and getting chained up to something coming right back to it. Pastor at my church did that this past Sunday. Y'all, listen, you need to contact me. I'm going to invite you to my church. It's on fire. It's phenomenal. Listen, Isaiah 45:11. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons. Who's that? Those that are led by the Spirit of God, remember? He says, and concerning the works of my hands. This is what God said now. Look it up, Isaiah 45:11. Concerning the works of my hands, command ye me. See, we freak out on that because we think in our selfish and lustful ways, and we're like, how would God say command me? Because you're not thinking like him. Once you're transformed into the image and likeness of Christ, once you become spiritually minded, which I'm going to offer you here today, I'm going to give you a chance to transform yourself and be born again in the spirit and likeness of Christ. Take on his character, take on his authority. Now, when you command God's hand, God will move in an instant. Because why? The Bible says he looks out for his word to what? To perform it. There's nothing he likes more. Listen, Jesus came. What was Jesus? We just talked about it. He was the Word made flesh to dwell among you and to teach you and show you how this thing works. Now, when he left, when the Word made flesh went back to heaven, he said these words. He said, truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that you've seen me do, shall you do also. And greater works than these that I do, shall you do, because I go to the Father. So here you have the Word, right? The Word of the Lord came. The Word of the Lord came in the form of a man. The Word of the Lord worked the miracles you saw him do. He commanded things that weren't as though they were. He commanded sickness to leave. He took authority over devils. Nothing had authority over him because he was the Word of God. I'm going to get you walking and talking and becoming the Word of God. I'm telling you now, if you'll listen to me. No, don't listen to me. Listen to God. All right, look. He came and he did this. And then he said, listen, you got a better advantage because I, the Word, am going to return to heaven to be at the Father's right hand. So now when you put me on the scene, I'll back myself. I'll back myself because I am the Word and I have the Father sitting at my, I'm at the right hand. I'm at the hand of power. I'm on the right side of the Father. So I have the almighty deity, the supreme divinity of all things backing me who am the Word. I hope you caught that, man. There's nothing on this planet or any other more powerful than that. Here we go. 2 Samuel 23:2. This is David speaking. David said, and this is what I'm saying to you. This is Landon speaking. The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. Boy, you better be listening this morning. This is a game changer. This is going into 2016, a brand new creature in Christ, changed and transformed into his image, likeness, character, and authority, leaving the old behind by the Spirit of the Lord speaking to you because his word is in my tongue. Now listen. All right, now we'll go to David's son. All right, Solomon. 1 Kings 6:12. Solomon is building a house. Okay? And this is what the Lord says to him. I wish I had time to go into why and all that, but listen, it's a different teaching. Concerning this house, he says, and this is what I want you to hear now. He's actually building a physical place for the Ark of the Covenant to dwell. Well, the Ark of the Covenant to dwell there, he's building a physical place for God to dwell in. Well, you are the physical place that God desires to dwell in. You are to house the Spirit of God within you. You're the vessel fit for the Master's use now. Jesus said right before he left, right before he rose to heaven, he said, listen, it's better for you guys that I go away. Because if I don't come, if I don't leave, the Spirit can't come. So I'm going to get on up out of here. I came, I'm the Word. I came out of Mary. I did what I needed to do. And I paid the penalty for your sins and put you back in right standing with God. Now you can receive all the benefits from heaven. The kingdom of heaven can come down and operate in you and among you. He said, it's better for you that I go, because if I don't go, the Spirit won't come. But when I leave, I personally give you my promise that I will send the Spirit of God and he will live in you. His name is the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, Comforter. He will live in you. He'll guide you, teach you, and direct you into all truths. So you are the house that holds God on the inside of you if you've been born again by the Spirit of God. Okay? So I want you to hear that. When we hear this, you're the house. In this subject now, you're the house. Concerning this house, this is Solomon. And then again, this verse starts off saying what? And the word of the Lord came to Solomon saying. See, I want to build you up where you can get to the point where you are walking, talking word. Because why? Jesus is going to start coming to you. The word of the Lord came to Diana saying. The word of the Lord came to David saying. Whatever your name is, put your name in there. The word of the Lord came to Timothy saying. Whatever your name is, put it in there, man. What did you use me, Landon? And the word of the Lord came to Landon saying, concerning this house, which thou art in building, if thou will walk in my statutes, if you will physically carry out my customs and my manners and execute my judgments and keep my commandments. Actually, he says, keep all my commandments. So you're going to walk in my statutes, execute my judgments and keep my commandments. To walk in them, then will I perform my word with thee, which I spake unto thy father David. Now remember, he was speaking to Solomon. I mean, yeah, he was speaking to Solomon. So he says, if you'll walk in my statutes, he says, listen, concerning this house which you are in building, I want you to walk in my statutes. I want you to execute my judgments and keep all my commandments. To walk in them, then will I perform my word with thee. That's what he's saying to you today. You are the house. You house the Ark of the Covenant on the inside. You have the Holy Spirit in you if you've been born again. If not, in just a few minutes, we're going to light these phone lines up. You have a chance to call up here, accept Christ, be born again by the Spirit of God, and begin to walk as a powerful person this year. 2016 is a game changer. The word of God will be on your tongue. You will speak things that will come to pass because you're speaking the oracles of God according to his word. He will look out and perform it because he just said, if you'll walk in my statutes and execute my judgments and keep all my commandments, to walk in them now, not just talk about them and be a blabbermouth, you got to do them. You got to be a doer of the word. I will perform my word. Here's what this means. He says, if you'll walk in my statutes, I told you statutes are his customs and his manners. Now he says, and execute my judgments. Here's what that means. You are to be a doer. You're to be a maker. You're to be an accomplisher. You're to make and accomplish and advance the kingdom of God by his judgments, which is his verdict. So what he's saying here, you're to execute my judgments. You're to get in my word and understand my word. Get to know exactly what I said about things. Like God says, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. That's what the word of God says. It says, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. Well, if you knew that, I don't mean in your mind. I mean, if it got down in your heart and in your spirit enough that you could bank on it, you knew it's the truth, man. When the devil comes at you with some stupid stuff, you can look at him and go, hey, man, I submit myself to God, son. You hear me? And I resist you. And according to God's word, you have to flee. Now, that's executing the judgment. You are now a doer and a maker. And you are advancing the kingdom by giving the verdict. You're saying it's in the divine law right here, boy. It's in the verdict. It's in the book. If God said it, you have to obey it. Now you're executing the judgments. This is how this works. Excuse me. This is how this works. Sorry, it's a live broadcast, man. Woo! You ready? I'm telling y'all, you need to get this morning. Pay attention. Get this. All right. So God says, if you will walk in my statutes, if you will execute my judgments and keep all my commandments to walk in them, he gives you his promise. I'll perform my word. And then the very next verse, 1 Kings 6:13, he says, you know what? I will dwell among the children and I will not forsake my people. He says, I will dwell. He's talking to Solomon. He's talking about the children of Israel. He says, I will dwell among the children of Israel. I will not forsake my people. Who are those? Those that are led by the Spirit of God. They're the sons of God. We just talked about it. Now, I'm going to go through some Psalms real quick. I pulled some out of Psalm 119. If you get a chance this week, if you get a chance, grow up, man. Get a chance. Put it on your agenda. Set time aside. Get your Bible out. Dust it off. Get to Psalms 119. I want you to become this person. Listen to how the psalmist talked to God. Listen to how he hungered and panted for this word of God, because he knew, if I can get this word of God down in me, and if I can get this word of God on my tongue, I can execute judgment against this natural world by the Holy Ghost, by the power of this word, and change things. Listen, many of you are dying, man. Many of you have cancer. Many of you have a liver problem. Many of you are just, your anxiety eats you up. You're a nervous wreck. Everything about your life is a wreck. You're scared to death of everything. You need to be a game changer. 2016, you become empowered by this word of God. The psalmist said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." You know what that word means? It means the commandment and the speech of God. I have hid the commandment of God in my heart. I have hid the speech of God in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Psalms 119, verse 15. I will meditate in thy precepts. I will meditate. I'll spend time pondering upon your appointed word and your mandates, Lord. I'll have respect unto your ways. Psalm 119, 16, the very next verse. I will delight myself in thy statutes. This is your customs. This is your manners, Lord. I'll delight myself in your manner, in your custom, in the ordinances, in that word. And I will not forget thy word. Psalm 119, 16 says, I will delight myself. This is what you need to tell yourself. 2016, I'm going to read my word. I'm going to delight myself in your statutes, Lord. I will not forget your word. What is that word again? That word is the thing that makes things happen. If you look it up, it's the matter of a thing. So the word is the cause. It's the matter of a thing. If you get this word down in you and you meditate on this word until God reveals it to you and you start to, he starts to illuminate it to your eyes, man, you will be able to release that word, because that word is the matter of a thing. Some of us have some matters of things that need change. Well, the word is the matter that changes the thing. Please catch that. 119:17, the very next verse. Deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. Some of y'all need life. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. That's the 119:50, Psalm 119:50. This is my comfort in my affliction. Many of you have been afflicted with many things. Thy word hath quickened me. When you look the word quickened up, it means it has repaired me. It has made me alive. It has restored me. It has repaired me. It has recovered me. It has revived me. Those of you with diabetes, this word will repair you, quicken you, restore you, and recover you. Those of you with diseases, this word has the ability to recover you, repair you, restore you. Those of you anxious, those of you nervous, I'm telling you right now, you got to get this word in 2016. It is a game changer for you. Here's the last verse. The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. Psalm 119, 130. Lord, when I bring your word into me, when I bring your word into me, it gives light and it gives understanding to the simple. Ready? We're going to start lighting those phone lines up. It's time to call. It's time to call right now. 221-1100. 221-1100. 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. Sow your financial seed to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Sow your financial seed. Release your money to God so he can have control over your finances in 2016. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Email us this week at trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. There'll be a special guest on next week. I'd like for you to tune in. Her name is Kelly. You guys tune in next week for the special guest. trylifeline@gmail.com is how you reach us this week. Right now, you're going to be a game change. trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline. Send your seed to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Don't forget to tune in next week and listen to my buddy Kelly. She's going to bring some phenomenal stuff here for you. Very wise woman of God. And light these phones up. 2016 is going to be a new world for you with power, and you're going to become Christ-like and spiritually minded, but you have to get it. Don't let Satan hinder you. 221-1100. 221-1100. Thank you. I love you. We'll see you next week.